ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यै नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 वर्स एटलीस्ट 14 बट बिकॉज देर इज नो परपोर्ट इन द वर्स 12 एंड वर्स 13 सो वी विल गो क्विकली टू दीज टू वर्सेस एंड देन वी विल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन द वर्स विच इज रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड वर्स नंबर 14 सो टेक्स्ट 12 इज श्री बादरायण उवाच इति ऊर्ध्वधीरगतो जीवो ज्ञात्यस्य ते तदा विस्मिता मुमुचः शोकं छित्वात्म स्नेह श्रृंखलाम। आई विल जस्ट गो टू द ट्रांसलेशन ओनली। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड व्हेन द कंडीशन सोल जीव इन द फॉर्म ऑफ महाराज चित्रकेतु सन हैड स्पोकन इन दिस वे एंड देन लेफ्ट चित्रकेतु एंड अदर रिलेटिव्स ऑफ द डेड सन वर ऑल एस्टॉनिश्ड Thus they cut off the shackles of their affection, which was due to their relationship with him, and gave up their lamentation. Text 13. Nirhitya gyatayo jater deham krityavijaya kriya tatsevjar duthasajyam nisneham shokamoho maryaditam शोको मो इस भयादृतम। एनी वे इट्स ए मिस्टेक इन ओरिजिनल संस्कृत एंड ट्रांसलिटेशन बट द ट्रांसलेशन इज आफ्टर द रिलेटिव्स हैड डिस्चार्ज देयर ड्यूटीज बाय परफॉर्मिंग द प्रॉपर फ्यूनरल सेरेमनीज एंड बर्निंग द डेड चाइल्ड्स बॉडी दे गेव अप द अफेक्शन दैट लीड्स टू इल्यूजन लेमेंटेशन फियर एंड पेन। Such affection is undoubtedly difficult to give up, but they gave it up very easily. Now the text 14. Balagnayah Vriditah Tatra Balahatya Hataprabha Balahatya Vratam चेरुः ब्राह्मणै यत् निरूपितं जमुनायां महाराज स्मरन्त्य द्विजभाषितं बालग्नयो विडितास्तत्र बालग्नयो विडितास्तत्र बालहत्याहतप्रभा। ब्राह्मणै बालहत्यावृतं चेरुर् बालहत्यावृतं चेरुर् ब्राह्मणैर्यन्निरूपितम् ब्राह्मणैर्येन निरूपितम् यमुनायां महाराज यमुनायां महाराज स्मरन्त्यो द्विजभाषितम् स्मरन्त्यो द्विजभाषितम् बालग्नयो विडितास्तत्र बालहत्याहतप्रभा बालहत्यावृतं चेरु ब्राह्मणैर्यन्निरूपितम् यमुनायां महाराज स्मरन्त्यो द्विजभाषितम् बालग्नयो विटितास्तत्र बालहत्याहतप्रभा बालहत्यावृतं चेरु ब्राह्मणैर्यन्निरूपितम् यमुनायां महाराज स्मरन्त्यो द्विजभाषितम् बालग्नय द किलर्स ऑफ द चाइल्ड विडिता बीइंग वेरी मच अशेम्ड तत्र देयर बाल हत्या because of killing the child, hata, having lost, prabhaha, all bodily lustre, balhatyavritam, the atonement for killing the child, cheru, executed, brahmanai, by the priests, यत विच निरूपितम डिस्क्राइब्ड यमुनायाम एट द रिवर यमुना महाराज ओ किंग परीक्षित स्मरन्त्यः रिमेम्बरिंग द्विजभाषितम द स्टेटमेंट गिवन बाय द ब्राह्मण Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Queen Kriti Dyuti's co-wives, who had poisoned the child, were very much ashamed and they lost their bodily lustre. While lamenting, O King, they remembered the instructions of Angira and gave up their ambition to bear children. Following the directions of the Brahmins, they went to the bank of the Jamuna, where they bathed and atoned for their sinful activities. Responsibly, Queen Kritidyuti's co-wives, who had poisoned the child, were very much ashamed and they lost their bodily lustre. While lamenting, O King, they remembered the instructions of Angira and gave up their ambition to bear children. Following the directions of the Brahmins, they went to the bank of the Yamuna, where they bathed and atoned for their sinful activities. Purport. In this verse, the word Balhatya Hataprabha is to be particularly noted. The practice of killing children has existed in human society for a long time, since time immemorial. But in the days of your It was very rarely performed. At the present moment, however, in this age of Kali, abortion, killing of the child within the womb, has become very common. And sometimes a child is even killed after birth. If a woman performs such an abominable act, she gradually loses all her bodily lustre. Balahatya hataprabha. It is also to be noted that the ladies who had committed the sinful act of administering poison to the child were very much ashamed, and according to the directions of the Brahmins, they had to undergo atonement for killing the child. Any woman who has ever performed such an infamously sinful act must atone for it. But no one now is doing that. Under the circumstances, the women responsible must suffer in this life and the next. Those who are sincere souls, after hearing this incident, should refrain from such child killing and should atone for their sinful activities by taking to Krishna consciousness very seriously. If one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offenses, all one's sinful actions are surely atoned for immediately. But one should not commit such deeds again, for that is an offense. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunvadi Paschad Deshe Tarane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna. Incidentally, I don't know how, today in Srila Prabhupada's table, a letter from him written to me about 44 years back in 1972 is kept, and that is also related with this verse. There he has mentioned me about how to behave properly in the reference to the Tranadapi Sunichyane Tarorupi Sahishnuna, Lord Chaitanya Sishtashtak prayer. So actually this is a very important topic. And Chitraketu, King Chitraketu, it reminded me the Indian education and the Western education. Because I remember, I think in class 4th or in class 5th, we have a Hindi book known as Bala Bharati. And there was a lesson known as the Chitraketu's Moh, it means the attachment of King Chitraketu. There we studied this story, but in short. Similarly, my father, who is also Gaudiya Vaishnava, he studied in class 5th about Lord Chaitanya. So when he met his spiritual master in 1940, he said, yeah, I remember the arms raising and he was dancing. So in this way, traditionally Indian education was based on the moral values. Nowadays, in our university, incidentally, I'm again in the Chitrakoot University as a professor director, we had introduced a course known as VSR. Very proud that we were first to introduce this course in entire MP. Now IITs, they are also following that the values and social responsibilities. But it's simply a Hippocratic course. The teachers who are teaching, which is generally nowadays, they are not teachers, they are cheaters, as well in our material education, as well in our spiritual education, as well in Krishna conscious movement also. We have to apani achari kalum bhakti ra prachar. That was Lord Chaitanya's desire. to execute devotional service by following himself. It's very important. We Hare Krishna devotees, we are not very, very big sadhus, preachers or this, but we are trying to follow these four principles, niyam, and then try to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then we are telling others that please stop. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex life. Because anybody who claims to be religious, no matter what faith he follows, he should have the four principles of religion. Truthfulness, satya, shuchi, cleanliness, tapasya, sayam, satya, tap, shuchi, and daya, mercy. So all these four are destroyed by these four sinful activities. Again, Srila Prabhupada wrote in one letter that entire population of the world is engrossed, is engaged in these four sinful activities. But we, in our movement, we are trying to instruct our students to follow these principles. In fact, he said, Vaishnavas are beyond the mode of goodness. Brahmans are still in the Satoguna mode of goodness. But once you become Vaishnav, you go beyond. Trigunya Vishya is Trigunya Bhavarjuna, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. So, this Chitraketu Moh, actually, again, similar incident, we can give the comparison of Srivas Pandit. At Navadvip Dham, Lord Chaitanya used to perform his Sankirtan in a night. Initially, in the Srivas Pandit house, the doors were kept closed, no outsiders were allowed. Srivas Pandit's son, during the Kirtan, he left his body. The women started crying. So Srivas Pandit, he heard, he went inside, what happened? He saw the dead body of his son. He requested and also ordered that nobody should make any loud crying, because that will disturb Lord Chaitanya's Kirtan. Let him relish his Kirtan, and when the Sankirtan is over, then we will see what could be done to perform the last rites of this dead son. And he came back and engaged in Kirtan. But gradually, devotees who were performing Kirtan, they came to know about the incident, and they slowly stopped playing their instruments, chanting. Then Lord Chaitanya says, what is wrong? There is nothing. No. You are already decreasing the Sankirtana, stopping playing the instruments. There must be some wrong. Please tell me. So they informed that Srivas Pandit's son left his body in the night, but it was not disclosed so that you are not disturbed. So Lord Chaitanya became very sorry, and he said, please bring that son's body. And how can I perform Sankirtan if my devotees are in distress? You may also remember the incident when Haridas Thakur was beaten in the market. Lord Chaitanya showed his back. See, here are the signs of those rods which are beaten to you, but I took the pain. So that is the relationship between the Krishna and his devotee. Krishna wants to glorify his devotee, and devotee wants to glorify Krishna. There is always a competition. So Prabhupada said, people are surprised that within such a short time, within few years, ISKCON is spread all over the world like wildfire. So he said, why 5 years? Krishna could have spread in within few minutes. But he wanted to give this credit to his devotee, to the ISKCON. That's why he left this task to us. So in this way, Srivas Pandit, then Lord Chaitanya, same incident, he called back the son's soul and said, why you left this place? Please come, we are all sorry for you. So the jiva, which he replying here, same answer, it's all because of your supreme desire. I don't know how many times I have become his father and Srivas Pandit became my son. And so that's why everything is destined and my time is over. So I'm going back. He says, no, I can put you back to the life. Well, no, Prabhu, It's a great fortune to leave the body in your presence. You are chanting. So I don't want no more birth. So he left his body. Same thing happens with this. So who was Chitraketu? You must be knowing. Chitraketu, Vrittasur, the great devotee who desires na swargam na punarbhavam. He was in previous life Chitraketu. Same as Lord Chaitanya desires na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitamba jagdish kamye mam janmani janmani shre bhavatad bhaktir ahetuki tvai. Same thing Vrittasur desired. I don't want to take birth again. Means no liberation. Mam janmani janmani. So Vrittasur, he was killed by the bones of the Dadhichi Rishi. Once you go to Naimisharanya, on the way of the Dadhichi Kund, he was doing the tapasya penances, and Indra came and asked for his body. He said, okay, there's no greater thing to use this material body in service of others, particularly demigods who are the devotees of Lord Vishnu. So he gave up by Yogagni. He burnt his body. Indra took the skeleton. I remember again the same in Bombay, there is a society known as the Dadhichi Society. In 78, myself and Kavichandra Maharaj, they were invited for in their function. Because generally people like to associate with ISKCON. Anyway, not because of the becoming devotee, but it's like the fish, if you want to catch fish, you have to put something inside the water. Same thing to attract those peoples, because lions, as they feel proud to be lions, or Rotarians, similarly they also feel proud to be life member of ISKCON. But somehow or other, if they come in contact, so the Dichi people, the society, they called us, and there we gave the same example that the Dichi Maharaj was so magnanimous, the Dichi Muni, he gave up his body. So this society should also do the same thing. But in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. So the easy process of Lord Chaitanya's chanting of Harinam Sankirtan should be propagated by the Dichi society also. So this verse, as Srila Prabhupada explains, that Angira Rishi, he said to Chindraketu that you are desiring a son, but he will give you happiness as well as the distress. But still, so they poisoned the child. Now, as Prabhupada explains in purports also, because of this ghastly act, Putana was also known as Balagni, the first she demon to be killed. Balagni means she was killing small kids. I mean, kids and children are the most innocent. In the kirtan, a child will start immediately dancing, and we being engrossed in bodily concept, oh, we are such and such big professors, such as sociologists, leaders. I remember in Chitrakoot, when I joined, my vice chancellor said, you are from ISKCON, why not to start Rath Yatra? So we made a chariot. So that is a tradition that we are sweeping the floor. So our this Nanaji Deshmukh is not no more, who is the chancellor. We requested him, no, you do it. I will just watching. Then the vice chancellor was also engineer. So this actually very stops us. It's called of anartha. Adoshraddha, tatu salsanga, bhajanakriya, anartha nivritti. The more we chant, more we become pure. So by this ghastly act, Putana is there. And also the relationship of father and son, so many things, as Shivas Pandit is explaining, we have the story of Mukundan, Raghunandan. So Lord Chaitanya, he was a son, say, from where you got this bhakti? So he said, from my son, so he's my father. We also have a study of Laddu, a place called Shrikhand. Shrihat. Shrikhand is again a sweet dish near Navadvip Katwa, where their deity is there having half eaten laddu. I don't go to that detail. So if you commit, because real father is, or real relatives, ishtam yojiet vishyam yojiet shatru, those are ishtra, those are mitra, they will try to take you towards Krishna. And those who are taking towards sense gratification, they are your enemy. No matter they are related with your body. So by this is very ghastly act to kill even the kids within the womb. And it becomes fashion. No matter what regulation you give, laws you go on passing, but until and unless they are aware, they become Krishna conscious, they should know. Because we know the soul enters from the first day. Otherwise, growth cannot take place. Scientists, they cannot explain. If a dead child is born, can he grow? We say, Srila Prabhupada again wrote one letter to me in 72, that you and Sarup Damodar should come and present this theory that life comes out of life. With certainty, lo, everything comes from Krishna. Am sarvasya prabhu matya sarvam pravartate. So chemicals, how is it possible? Chemicals are already here. Why didn't you mix it and create it? So this baby, that baby, is all because soul is there. It's not a credit to them. And that intelligence is also coming from Krishna. So this is a very, that act. And the first thing, you lose their bodily lustre. A person is committing sinful act, you can see by his face. Face is the index of mind. An example, a married woman, when she loses her husband, can easily differentiate the lustre of his body before and after. So that is, if we commit sinful acts, we have to be, you can read from the face. So these wives, they felt ashamed. Feeling ashamed or shameless is not enough. Again, as Srila Prabhupada explains in Upadeshamrita, because Parikshit Maharaj asked that why people go for prayaschitta, atonement, if they again commit sinful activities. He gave the example of elephant, manye kunjar shauchvat. Elephant takes very nice bath in the lake. As soon as he comes, he begins to roll on the dust. So what is the value of its bathing in the river? Similarly, many so-called chanters of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they chant Hare Krishna, same time they are associated with these things, and they say by chanting Hare Krishna, all these reactions will be counteracted. So that is offense. Namno baladyasi papa buddhir na vidyate tasya yamer hi shuddhi. Christians, they also do. 6 days they commit, seventh day they go to church. Then the confession room. I have been to Scotland also, I know. And I have been to church also just to see the difference between our process. So it's a one room. A priest cannot see you, you cannot see him, only eyes are there. And say, oh, I am very weak, Lord Jesus Christ, please help. And he said, okay, all your sinful reactions have been taken by Lord Christ. So they feel very relieved. But as soon as Monday comes, they again engage in 6 days, go to church, confess. So this mentality is hellish mentality, narkiya buddhi. The atonement, as we know the story of Subuddhi Rai, who was the king of Gauladesh. We have Panchagaur Prabhu. There are five provinces combined together, we know as Gauladesh. It was Gaulupati Hussain Shah became, and we don't go in detail. Subuddhi Rai, he said, he was king and he had whipped my back. So his begum said, no, you must do, now you are king. So you must punish him. He said, no, he's just like my father. And whatever he did is because of my mistake. But she said, no. Anyway, if you don't want to beat him, then do one thing. Give your water so that spoil his caste. It will be ostracized from the so-called Hindi community. So I said, okay. So they sprinkled the water from his mouth, Hussain Shah's, and also made him to drink. Then they said, what is atonement, what is prayaschit? All these karmakandis, brahmas said, oh, you have to drink the burning ghee and you have to give up your life. He couldn't do that. So he gradually, so he left that place, he went to, came to Banaras, met Lord Chaitanya and asked him, there's a place, actually I met Srila Prabhupada in Banaras first time. I met it at Allahabad, but I got initiation. And there's a place called Jaitanbar. Jaitanbar is the apabhransh or the incorrect pronunciation of Chaitanya Vat. There was a tree under which Lord Chaitanya was sitting. Nearby the house of Tapan Mishra, where he used to take his bhiksha. There he met Sanatan Goswami, who exchanged his very expensive bhot kambal, blanket given by his Srikant, sister-in-law, to a quilt. Then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that is ideal. With that expensive blanket, you are going for bhiksha. So it looks hypocrisy. So that actually they met there. So Lord Chaitanya says, there's no need of drinking, burning ghee. You just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that will not only atone your activities, but that will also purify your intelligence. The beauty of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra potency is that you do the atonement as that they are doing this atonement. But again, that tendency is not finished, not destroyed. You will again come in the same thing. But by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that tendency is destroyed. So, in this way actually, Prabhupada also explained further that the best thing is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, all our problem is because of the Dehatm Buddhi. That from Anadikal, time immemorial, in the beginning, of course in our moment also, we should not be done. We are preaching, we are not this body. That black devotees, that Bengali devotee, that's again, we are trying to identify with the body. Again, a minor incident, is not, I'm not anyway criticizing, but when we make morning announcement to a devotee who is disciple of Prabhupada, we say Prabhupada disciple, but there are other also Prabhupada disciple whom we don't mention. It's not knowingly, but actually should be mentioned with all of them or none of them. ACBSP or Prabhupada disciple. It's a very small example. But how to remove this bodily concept? That again, Cheto Dharpana Marginam. So, I think generally I don't take in my university classes also extra time. Generally they think if you are a good teacher, you must take extra time. But I don't believe in that. I try to finish my lecture there also in time. So again, we are reaching about time of this class, because it's just like our entire Krishna conscious daily activities is like a relay race. You know what is relay race? The first runner runs, he had a stick, he gives to the next goes to next, and in this way they finish them. So our activities right from 4 a.m., right from Mangala Arati, is like a relay race. If you are delayed in one step, we will be delayed further. So it's my personal request and personal experience that okay, we should try to finish our class within time. Because after that we have got so many other services. But once we are delayed here, delayed in prasadam. Prasadam of course we cannot overcome. When we say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, everybody is, are very, very few people. And when we sing Sharira Vidyajal, entire Krishna hall, Balram hall is filled with devotees. That is also prasad is chinmay, transcendental, Krishna's mercy, and we can also become equally purified. At the same time, as Srila Prabhupada wrote by his handwriting, everyone must attend Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class, and also everyone must attend Mangala Arati. That I liked very much. We had a rule in Bombay, no Mangala Arati, no prasadam. Sometimes, because of sickness, if I could not attend, devotee will bring to my room. I said, no. At least I will take in the evening, because if we are making the rules, so-called leader or seniors, the juniors, how will they follow? So apani achari, that's the first thing which I mentioned. By our own acharan, achari means my own activity, my own example. Srila Prabhupada gave us so many beautiful things. And his humbleness is incomparable, which attracted me towards him. Everything where you see him, just because of his purity I mean, you don't want to go to Krishna, but it's dragging. Krishna se tamar, Krishna dite par, tamare shakati aache. Ami to kangale Krishna Krishna boli. Somehow or other, we have to catch the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And all our worries are over. So I think I'll just read translation again. And Queen Kriti Duti's co-wives, who had poisoned the child, were very much ashamed and they lost all their bodily lustre. While lamenting, O King, they remembered the instructions of Angira and gave up their ambition to bear children. Following the directions of the Brahmins, they went to the bank of the Jamuna, where they bathed and atoned for their sinful activities. So if anybody have comments or any questions. Yes, please. दूसर को निकाल लीजिए माइक्रोफोन नहीं बंद कर रही Nice question, but as he is giving example of Ajamil, that he was not offender, he was not Vaishnava Paradi. Vaishnava Paradi is very, it's just like Hati Mata, mad elephant. Even if you are, say, Uttam Adhikari, if you commit some or other Vaishnava Paradi, you become Madhyam Adhikari stage, Madhyam. But he was not sinner. I mean, he was sinner, not the offender. But chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is so pure, so potent. Whether you are sinner or offender, you stick to the principles. Srila Prabhupada said, actually everybody is like Jagai and Madhai in this Kali Yuga. He mentions in Bhagavatam. But the qualification which is that once you take initiation, once you promise that okay, whatever I did in the past I did, but I won't be doing in the future. Same thing Jagai Madhai promised, there was so much Jagannath and Madhav, creating so much disturbance, but they promised and Lord Chaitanya accepted them. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that everybody in this age is like Jagai and Madhai. So we were also like Jagai and Madhai before coming into ISKCON. Of course, I had a fortune to take birth in Gaudiya Vaishnava family, grandfather was also, we were following the principles before, but we should forget past. At the same time, we should be very cautious that we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can commit sin. But second example is that incidentally, there may be apiches sudaracharo, they may be fall down. But we should not give up the Hare Krishna Maham. A child, he walks on the floor, he falls down, but he takes the support of the floor and again stands up. So first of all, we should be very cautious. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is non-different from Krishna. And we are praying, we are chanting Mahamantra that please engage in our service. But incidentally, because of our past habits, if something happens, that we should really feel sorry and pray to Prabhupada and Guru and Krishna that okay, no more in future. So that will be there. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as mentioned Bhagavatam by If you chant in anger, chant in say happiness by mistake, you will get burned. It's a mundane example. Touch the fire without knowing it. Even if child touches, he will burn. If old man, if I touch the fire in anger, I will burn. If I touch the fire by mistake, I will burn. It's a material example. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ras Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinitva Nama Nama. It's in Padma Purana. It's like Chintamani. So we have to take shelter of holy name and follow the previous acharyas, and things will be all right. Yes, Prabhu, you also have some question? You had some question?
My question is from an ethical view. From the angle of Chief Ekrisu, who was the action they commit, is it morally right or morally wrong?
No, you mean the co-wives? They were wrong. That's why they had to give the atonement. Of course, all women, they want some children, that's natural. But because of jealousy, that Kritititi, because she got a son, they become jealous. And king naturally gave more affection to him, just like we have the story of Dhruva Maharaj, Suniti and Surichi. So they were wrong. Because by giving that, they didn't achieve anything. On the other hand, they all became unhappy over this incident. They felt ashamed. And in spite of Angira Rishi's instruction, so they were wrong. That's why they have to go for atonement because of their papa or sinful activities. Okay. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Gaur Premanande.